everyone. This is the Codependent Perfectionist Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Alana Carvalho, and I am going to talk about a topic today that people are not going to like. I just know it because I get so much pushback when I talk about this. But here we go. I got to do it. And so the topic is victim and victim mindset here today. And I want to, of course, preemptively say I am not speaking today about when you are victimized, right? And somebody harms you in some way. This is about a mindset, okay? And this is called the victim mindset, really. And what this is about the way that we are experiencing life, experiencing our relationships. And when we are filtering it through a victim mindset, what that means is that we're having difficulty taking responsibility for ourselves and for our piece of the pie, as I like to call it, right? That we're struggling with pointing fingers at other people and saying, you, or them. And we're not really identifying what our part is in this. Okay. And the reason that this is so essential to like our healing process, because what I will tell you is that without identifying where in our lives we are in victim, and I will share with you, I am someone who has been in victim many times throughout my life, stuck there, you know, saying, oh, poor me, you know, and blaming other people and situations on how I'm feeling and what's going on. So you're not alone here with this. We all experience the victim mindset. It's really important that you be able to identify where it's showing up in your life and when it's showing up. Because without that, actually therapeutic change is extremely difficult, if not impossible. You know, I always share with particularly my supervisees this wonderful clip that I saw one time of Dr. Phil talking to Oprah, and he was sharing that you know, the biggest difficulty that he sees is that oftentimes we believe that other people have the key to our car. And so we're going around and we're saying to other people, you know, do you have my key? Where's my key? Give me my key back, right? But what we don't realize is that we actually have the key, right? And so when we do that and we get stuck in that place of saying, well, if you only changed, or if you, you know, were different or treated me better, or if I wasn't stuck in this job, or whatever it may be that's going on for you, without us recognizing, you know, the things that we have the ability to have power over in our lives, rather than where we're powerless, which is really many aspects of life. Unfortunately, little change will happen for us. Little healing will go on, and it will be very difficult for us to not continue to attract those really negative scenarios, people, situations into our life, you know, because I do believe that part of this has to do with the law of attraction. And so, you know, it's about what we're also then attracting into our life. And that's not to make it, you know, it's nobody's fault when we're stuck in victim, but it is our responsibility to identify it, recognize it, and then choose to see things differently and take our power back. Right? Because when we're in victim, we're disempowered, right? And we don't want to, staying in that place is just so negative for everybody, right? You know, when we feel empowered, we feel the ability to make changes. We feel the ability to do the things that we want to do and, you know, say no when we need to, say yes when we want to, you know, whatever it may be, it's we feel that we have that power, right? That's just so, it's so important. It's essential, right? So regardless of how negative things are around you, you always have the ability to choose how you want to interpret those things, how you want to react to them. We don't have a choice over what happens to us, right? And that's where I really love the Serenity Prayer. I think it's just so beautiful and amazing. And the Serenity Prayer says, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And that's huge. I mean, it's no wonder that that's an essential part of recovery programs, because knowing the difference between what is ours to work on and what is not is all what codependency is about in so many ways, right? And perfectionism too, really, right? It's recognizing that we really don't have power over so many things, but when we recognize the power within ourselves, wow, does that make things feel different, right? So any day we can wake up and choose to see things differently, regardless of how, you know, bleak or negative they're feeling for us. And I've seen people do it in pretty extreme negative situations, and it's quite amazing, you know? And then I've seen people stuck in this mindset for years and unable to make changes, right? I want to read to you guys what I have on my victim card in the Codependent Perfectionist Oracle cards for those of you who don't have it. This is probably the most difficult card in the deck, so bear with me, but I do think it's an important one to have, and that's why I put it in. But it says, when we find ourselves in the role of victim, we're experiencing a situation or even our entire lives from a powerless place. Victim consciousness can be thought of as a mindset in which we believe we have no power to change our circumstances. This always causes resentments. When we realize that we are in charge of our own lives, we can then live from a place of empowerment, free from the burden of resentment. And as with all of my oracle cards, there's a little piece at the bottom that always gives you some sort of feedback, something to think about. And this one says, if you drew this card, you may need to consider where in your life you are feeling powerless and how you can make changes to get out of victim consciousness and become the victor. Right? Sometimes it's really not about changing a situation at all. Sometimes it is, of course, but sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's really just about seeing where we can be different in a situation, right? So maybe it's that I choose to step back, right? That I have been too involved or too enmeshed in something, and I say, you know what? I need to take a big step back, and I need to shift my mindset that this is mine to change in any way, or that I need to change it. And maybe I need to work on trust and acceptance and seeing this situation from a place of the fact that maybe it's helping me or the other person grow in some way. And once I can shift into that perspective, it really changes the experiences that we're going through. And what I want you to be mindful about, you know, why people get so, I mean, people have a very strong reaction, as I said at the beginning, to this word, to this idea, to the concept, because they want to be validated for what they're going through. And this concept is not at all to minimize what you have experienced or what you're going through. It may be tremendously challenging, and you should be acknowledged for that and validated for what you're going through. That is actually separate from what you're doing about it and what your reaction is to it or what your mindset is about it, right? You can both acknowledge that something is terribly challenging, stressful, whatever it may be for you, and you can also choose to feel empowered about what you do about it. Right. And what I don't think you should do is deny or negate the difficult emotions that it's bringing up for you. really, you always want to acknowledge that and be with it. You know, sometimes people use like concepts like this, ideas like this, to not feel the feelings that they're having, to say, oh, okay, well, if I could just be positive about it, or if I just think about how this is helping me grow, that's not actually the point of this. The point of this is to allow yourself to fully feel and grieve and whatever it may be that you need to go through. Victim is when you really get stuck and you can't see out of the situation in a way where you begin to heal and grow, right? That's where we get stuck in the victim mindset, right? So I can be victimized and really allow myself to feel what that horrible experience is for me. But then I can also decide at some point, once I've fully moved through the feelings and allowed myself to heal, that I can choose to see it differently. So I hope everyone wasn't too triggered by that, and that you get some healing from what I'm saying, and choose to think about where in your life you may be in victim, where you're kind of struggling to take responsibility, or you're continuing to blame other people, or whatever it may be. And really start to think about how you can shift here and take more responsibility and see how you can be different, or maybe just think about something differently. Thank you so much. As always, feel free to reach out to me on Instagram. I'm the Codependent Perfectionist, and also my website, thecodependentperfectionist.com. And you can find my Oracle cards on the website as well. Thank you so much.